We're going to study some foundation verses tonight that we find in the 22nd chapter of Matthew, verses 36 through 39. And this is the assignment that I was given this month to kind of go along with the theme of the lessons that we are giving. The Bible says, Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first of the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And this is the great commandments that Jesus gave. Now this, during this final week prior to the crucifixion, Jesus had been questioned by various religious groups. And the Pharisees, it came to him with a question about paying taxes. And he said to Caesar, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's, trying to catch him. The Sadducees talked to him about the subject of resurrection, giving the silly little sub, what if the woman married seven times, whose wife would she be in heaven? And he was able to answer that. And then the Pharisees came to him one more time and sent one of their lawyers, one of their most learned, testing him again as to what was the greatest commandment in the law. And Jesus answered him by giving not one great commandment, but two, and that was loving God and to love the neighbor as themselves. And then he said in the 40th verse of the 22nd chapter of Matthew, he gave a profound statement when he said that upon these two commandments hang all of the laws and the prophets. We had a prayer, a prayer meeting at the police station just the other night after that mess in Dallas. And it was a group of denominations, and there was black people there and brown people and my people, and we all got together, and it was just a big prayer for our nation and for our city. And although sometimes I don't know how effective that is, I can't see how it's going to do any harm for people in our city. And there were several hundred that gathered together to come down and to pray for the health of our city and to pray for this nation to be healed and to pray for the problems that we have. And they asked me to speak, and they asked me to lead the first prayer. And this is exactly the prayer that I made, that we have got to love God first and then to love neighbor as self. And if we don't do that, if we don't have the love and the kindness and the respect to the people that we live in this community, all of the people that we live in this community, regardless of their social standing, regardless of their color, regardless of the many different differences that we have, that we are bound to have the same types of trouble that they're having in the other parts of our country. And to me, that is absolutely unacceptable that we have those problems in San Angelo, Texas. And anything I can do, I will do to see that that does not happen here. And if we can love each other and honor each other and respect each other, you know, this is a lesson that Jesus taught some 2,000 years ago. And I don't know how it's going to work. I have no idea how to make something of this magnitude happen. But if we will do what Jesus has told him to do, I honestly feel that he has the power to make these things happen. And all things start with us. All things start at home. But this is exactly the lesson that I preached when I talked and that I prayed when I prayed. I expected a pushback on it. I expected to hear some bad things about it. I expected to be criticized. It has not happened at all. In fact, there's some 4,400 hits on the Facebook because somebody put this on Facebook and they've all been favorable. So, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how it's going to work. But I do believe if we will do what we have been told to do here and then let God take care of the rest of it, maybe it's the only way where we're going to keep our area protected and to bring back some peace and harmony and some sanity in this world. So we're going to talk about this commandment that Jesus said, love God first and love neighbor as self. If these two commandments are the foundations that all the other commandments hang on, which is exactly what Jesus said, and all of the laws of the prophets hang on these two commandments, then they're very important. And they're something that God expected us to understand, and it's something that Jesus expected us to take, and it's something he expected us to teach, and it's something that he expects us to do. It's a very difficult thing. To love each other as to love neighbor as self is a very difficult thing because we're all different. We have come from many different cultures. We have many different languages. And there's just a whole lot of things about all of God's children that are different. But there's also many things about God's children that are the same. And these are the things that we need to accentuate. These are the things that we need to focus upon. And these are the things that we need to understand. And this is the way that we need to treat each other. And then if we will love each other as ourselves and love God first, then we can depend upon God to do His job. And that's to protect us and to give us the peace and the harmony and the unity that we really all desire in this world, in this life, that we not have to fear for our daily lives. So, these are important commandments. If they were not more important, then Jesus would not have said that all the commandments hang on these two things. So let's discuss it. We no longer live under the old law, and this is the law that applied when Jesus made these statements. But the two great commandments are still very important for Christians, and they are brought forth in the New Testament, even as they were taught in the Old Testament. Keeping of the commandments was important under the old law, but keeping the commandments of God are also important under the new law. Under the old covenant, it was commanded that we love God, that it put Him first, and to believe upon Him, and to do the things that He has told us to do. In the old law, obedience to God and love of God was shown by the obedience to the commandments of God. These things have been carried forth into the New Testament. Under the Old Covenant, the Israelites were expected to love God. And according to Deuteronomy 6 in verse 5, He said to love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind. This means that they were told to love God with their whole being, to love God emotionally, to love God intellectually, and to love God with the strength, the purpose, and the strength that they had. To love God with all heart, all soul, all strength, and all mind. And this was a commandment that was given to the Israelites under the old law, that they were to love God and to obey Him and to show this love through their obedience. Today, I don't think that God expects less of us than He expected under His children, under the law of Moses. In fact, probably since the gift that we have been given of Jesus, then probably we should even pay more attention and be able to do more than these old people were expected to do. We are told in 1 Corinthians 16 and 22 that we are to love God with our whole heart. Now, there's two types of love that we talk about here. There's several, but we're going to talk about two for just a moment. And they're both Greek terms. One is agape. Agape is this supreme type of love that God has for man. It was agape love that caused God to send His Son to this earth and to die for sinful men. It is the noblest type of love. It is the highest type of love. It is the most sincere type of love. Agape love. That's not what He's talking about here when He is telling that we are to love our neighbors. But in fact, it is a love that is referred to in the Greek term by the word phileo. It is a word that means that we are to have brotherly love or to feel warmth and affection towards others. We are to care about others. We are to think about others. We are to be respectful of others. We are to be concerned about the welfare of others. But we are to show this phileo type love, and that is the way that we are to love our neighbors with all of our heart, with all of our soul, body, and mind, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, with all of our strength, Hebrews 10 and 36, and with all of our mind, Philippians 4 and 8, Colossians 3 and 1. So everything that God commanded in the old law to the Israelites under the law of Moses to love God with all heart, strength, mind, and soul has been brought forth into the New Testament. So we have the exact same commandments given to us that God gave to those under the old Mosaical law. To phileo, or to love, to care, to respect our neighbors, those that are around us. And that doesn't just mean the people that are just like us. It doesn't just mean the people that are the same color as us or from the same culture as us. But it means that we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. During this time, just when Jesus is giving these words, we had the Gentiles and the Jews. There has never been more dissension between groups of people than there was between the Jews and the Gentiles. And this is something that still endures in the world today, but the commandment is still there. keep in the love of God. 1 John 5:3 said to love God and to keep His commandments. And when we keep His commandments, then we honor Jesus, we love Jesus, we obey Jesus, and the love that we have for God and Jesus is shown in the actions that we have through our obedience to Jesus. Then we are told, John 14:21 and 23, that there is a special relationship that we can have when we obey and love God as we are supposed to do. And that we will be able to abide in this love of God. God will protect us. God will cover us. God will keep some of the things that could happen to us. 1 John 3 and 22 said that our prayers will be answered. And when I spoke to the group the other day, and that is exactly the thing that I said, if we will do what God has commanded us to do as a people, then we can expect God to put that hand over our city and to protect us and to keep these things that's happening all over the world from happening here. And there always has to be a place for this to start. I don't see why it can't be right here. Love God and love neighbor as self. And if we can do this, if we can follow this commandment, then I believe that God has the strength and the power to fulfill His end of it. By God, allowing God's love for us to will allow us to move us, the agape love that God had for us, the love that God showed the man when He sent Jesus to die for us when we were yet sinners. And when we reflect upon that love, it ought to draw us even closer to God. Paul prayed that the Lord would direct the Thessalonians into the love of God. And they prayed for each other. And they prayed for him. And he prayed for them. And he tried to teach them the type of love that they were to have. By praying and growing in love, then God will answer, we will be His children, we will be closer to Him, and we can expect the protection from Him. David loved the Lord because He heard His supplications, because God heard His request, and God answered His request. And this is kind of the theme of the whole thing here. God said, if you obey me, if you love me, then He would protect us. And I think that the more we obey Him, and the more that our love for God will grow, and the more that God cares for us will also grow. So there are compelling reasons why we should love God and put Him first and honor Him and obey Him. And that is the first commandment that Jesus gave here that all the other commandments hinge on. Love God, put Him first, obey Him, and show your love for God by your obedience. And then He said there's a second. And this is the one that threw this lawyer when this was put to him. He didn't expect this, and he really had no way to answer what Jesus had said. And this pretty well ended some of the silly questions that they were asking him. Jesus said, and then you need to love your neighbor as yourself. We owe it to our neighbors to respect them and to care for them and to be concerned about their welfare. We're told in Romans 13 and 8 that we shouldn't owe any man anything except to love him and to care for him and to respect him. And when we are able to fulfill this, as hard as and difficult as it is, then it fulfills what Jesus has told us as Christians that we ought to do. Of the 10 commandments that Moses gave to the children of Israel, 5 of them, one half of them, dealt with love of man and how we were supposed to treat our man. Because if we truly love and care and respect and want the best for our neighbor, then we're not going to kill him. We're not going to commit adultery with him or his wife or his family. We're not going to steal from him. We're not going to lie to him. And we're not going to be covetous of the things that he has. 5 of the 10 commandments deal with the feelings and the way that we are to treat our neighbors. Many sins. And these 5 commandments, if they're violated, will do harm to our neighbors. And it shows that we really do not care for them when we treat them in such a way. And then Jesus offered this new command, John 13 and 34, taught us to love one another. He said, love others as I have loved you. That's not possible for a human, but it is possible for us to care for people and to respect them and to be good to them. But it takes our love to a higher level. Love one another as Christ has loved us is the plateau on which we wish to be able to reach. He loved us with the greatest love. He became poor that we might be rich. He loved rich. He loved poor. He loved those of low esteem, those of high esteem. He loved man and woman. And he loved it regardless of their culture, whether they Jew or Gentile. Jesus had love for these individuals and died for them. And that is exactly what he is teaching us here in this passage in Matthew. Love God first and love neighbor as ourself. That means even you're supposed to love the unlovable. And we all know those. We demonstrate the true love of one another when we keep the commandments of God. And we keep the commandments of God by doing what God has told us to do. If we really love each other, if we really care for each other, if we really wish for the best for each of our neighbors and the people that we know, then it is not just a word that we are using, but it is an action that we are performing. We love God, we obey Him because we love Him. We then wish the best and help our neighbors because we care for them. We set the proper example, and we encourage others by the example that we set. As I said, I had no idea that this prayer thing does one bit of good, but it can't do any harm. When people get together and pray, it cannot do any harm. And if the example that we can give is something that will go out and will cause people to look at things in a different way, if it will cause people to understand that there is a God and that there is a law that they must follow and that that law applies to us, you know, love for one another is something that Jesus taught us to do. It's taught by God. It's a commandment of Jesus Christ. We can never go wrong when we do what Jesus has told us to do. Thessalonians were taught to love their brethren, and they did it remarkably. They never perfected it, but they did it remarkably. Jesus, by his own example, demonstrates what true love is. He died for us when we did not deserve it. If we want to know how to love God properly and love each other properly, we look to the example that God and Jesus have given us, the agape type love. If we can do the phileo type love, which is respect and kindness and caring for the welfare of the people around us, then we are following the second great commandment that Jesus has given us. These commandments were very great. Love God and love our neighbor as self. And as Jesus has said, they are so very important that on those two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. That's serious. Jesus meant exactly what he was saying, and it's something that we need to pay attention to. Love is the fulfilling of the law, Romans 13:9. And these two commands sum up what the old law required of the Israelites and what the new law requires of us. Love of God and love of neighbor will put us on the road that will lead to eternal life. It is the path that leads to the kingdom of God. And if we don't love God and we don't love our neighbor and we don't obey, then we know that there is a consequence for this. We're told to love God, we're told to live a life of faith, and we're told to live a life of obedience. And that means loving our neighbor as ourselves. It's a tough pill to swallow. It's a hard thing to do. It's a lot easier to say than it is to fulfill. But we need to do what we've been told to do, and then we can depend on God to do His part. And hopefully, we can be protected from some of the foolishness that's going on all across our world, because God will protect those that do what He tells them to do. And that's all I got. Let's have a song of invitation. Stand if we can help you in any way.